We live in a fast-paced world, one that's full of demands and changes. But in the midst of it all, it's possible to find a sense of calmness and peace. But how do we do that? For most of us, it can be hard to slow down because we're often juggling a jam-packed schedule and a long list of things to do. Hi, I'm Olivia, and today we're going to talk about mindfulness and how it can help promote positive mind-body wellness. Our minds and bodies respond to the way we think, feel, and act. Our thoughts, feelings, beliefs, and attitudes can affect our daily functioning, both positively and negatively. And what we physically do with our body, for example, what we eat and how much we exercise, can affect our mental state as well. Your mental health affects every aspect of your life, from your physical health to how you feel about yourself. Practicing mindfulness can help reduce stress and anxiety, as well as improve sleep and lower blood pressure. So, what exactly is mindfulness? Mindfulness is a concept that focuses your attention on the present moment and the awareness of things going on around you. To be mindful is to pay attention, to be present, and to be accepting. But let's break down each of these aspects briefly. Paying attention. When you're mindful, you're purposely centering your attention and only focusing on things happening right now. You're aware of your surroundings, your thoughts and emotions, and how your body feels. An example of this might be sitting quietly and focusing solely on the sounds around you. Being present. When you're present, you let go of your thoughts about the past and the future. This allows us to enjoy those moments that can heal and strengthen us. Examples of this include feeling the wind blow through your hair, hearing a baby laugh, or even seeing a friendly face you haven't seen in a while. Being accepting. To be accepting means not to judge the present moment. Sometimes we can make judgments and dwell on unwanted thoughts and feelings, but dwelling on the past or worrying about the future doesn't resolve anything. It only brings you down. When practicing mindfulness, we should be accepting of our thoughts and feelings as they come without getting caught up in them. This allows you to be in control of your mind so that your mind doesn't control you. In addition to mindfulness, there are many mind-body therapies you can do to promote a positive mind-body connection. These therapies focus on interactions among the brain, mind, body, and behavior. A few examples might be meditation, Tai Chi, behavioral therapy, guided imagery, yoga, and creative arts therapies like art, music, and dance. It's important to recognize the connection between our bodies and minds. By changing your mindset to become less critical and more positive, you have the power to improve your health. The mind and the body are the greatest tools we have to achieve a more positive well-being. So which of these practices will you incorporate into your daily routine to help you strengthen your mind-body connection and live a healthier life? For more information, visit mindfulness.org. I'm Olivia. Thanks for listening.